This is BayCare Health Chat, another podcast from BayCare Health System. Here's Melanie Cole.
Chances are you already know that physical activity is good for you. And physical activity has many health benefits, not the least of which is protecting your heart. My guest today is Dr. Nanda Nair. He's a non-invasive cardiologist with BayCare Health. Dr. Nair, what does it even mean to get regular physical activity?
So there's actually recommendations that have been put out by American Heart Association and American College of Cardiology based on studies. So what is recommended is essentially 150 minutes of exercise a week. That's 2.5 hours a week of moderate intensity. So it doesn't really matter what type of exercise you're doing. As long as you could do elliptical, bike, or rowing, something where you're getting your heart rate up. Moderate intensity means where you get your heart rate about 50 to 75% of your maximum heart rate. And there's calculators online. You can just plug in the numbers and it'll tell you what your 100% is. So as long as you're doing that, about 150 minutes a week.
Doctor, what are the benefits of exercise in terms of disease prevention? What diseases can it help to reduce the risk of?
Great question. So a lot of heart disease has risk factors. So a lot of time what we are doing is trying to help control the risk factors. So exercise helps a lot with the risk factors on top of helping heart disease. So exercise will definitely help with blood pressure control. So the more we're talking about cardiovascular exercise, like aerobic exercise, it helps getting better blood pressure control. It also helps with getting your diabetes under control. It can help with your cholesterol numbers. It can help you lose weight with regular exercise along with diet. So all of those risk factors, it will get those better controlled. And if I can get those risk factors better controlled, we can help with reducing the progression of heart disease. Basically, how I explain to my patients is, let's say you have a nail in your tire. If it gets flat, we got to pump it back up. But if you don't go after the root causes, those risk factors, meaning take the nail out and patch it up, it doesn't help you as much. So it's the same thing with heart issues. Putting a stent in or doing heart bypass surgery helps, but we still have to go after the root causes. Those are those risk factors I just told you about, the high blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol, smoking, things like that. So if we can get those better controlled, that will help with your heart disease. Now, the other thing is exercise has been shown to help reduce stroke also, the risk of you having a stroke, which is always a good thing. And then there are non-cardiac benefits of exercise also as far as better with depression, anxiety, mood symptoms. And there's some studies suggesting that it may even help reduce the risk of you getting dementia or getting that worse. So that's one end. From a direct cardiac standpoint, exercise helps with folks who have, for example, congestive heart failure. That's a pretty big problem that's happening in the U.S. and it's happening more and more. And it's going to, so doing regular exercise helps as far as your symptoms with your congestive heart failure, make you feel better, increases what's called your VO2 max, which is basically how good your body is getting at getting the oxygen out of the blood. And the better it is, the better you feel. So all of those exercises have been shown to help people live longer. It reduces what's called mortality, means chance of you dying from all causes. So that's obviously a very good thing. It also helps with reducing risk of, you know, heart disease and heart attacks also. So regular exercise is beneficial in basically most of the ways for your heart.
I'm so glad that you mentioned anxiety and stress because we look at that more and more as a risk for heart disease. Doctor, does all of the recommended amount of exercise have to be done at once? Can it be split up? It's 150 minutes. For some people, that sounds like a lot. And so does it all have to be done at the same time daily?
Oh, God, absolutely not. So you know, it's 150 minutes of moderate intensity or half of that, or 75 minutes of high intensity. So like I said, moderate intensity is 50 to 75% of your maximum heart rate. That's all we need. What I usually recommend is do that, you know, if you do 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, that gets you to 150. That's good enough, right? If you want to do it 3 days a week for 50 minutes, that's good enough. Now, typically, we like, from a heart standpoint, I like to get those 30 minutes to be continuous because that improves your cardiovascular conditioning. And, you know, there are a lot of folks who can't do that 30 minutes continuously. Maybe you can only do 10 minutes. That's all you can do. And that's okay. What you want to do over time is slowly build up that where you can do that 30 minutes continuously. Now, most of the recommendations for aerobic exercise say you don't even have to do those 30 minutes continuously. You want to do 10 minutes break, you know, 10, 10, 10 in a day, that's fine. And that's fine for regular aerobic exercise. But from a cardiac standpoint, what I'm looking for from a heart standpoint, what we like is that cardiovascular conditioning. So that's that continuously where you're doing that 30 minutes continuously, where your heart rate comes up and stays up there. That is building cardiovascular conditioning. And one of the things you will notice as you start doing more and more is that you'll see a change in your heart rate. What I describe is, I mean, a lot of us now have Apple Watch or Android Watch, or a lot of us have Fitbit, a lot of these wearable technologies that are kind of lets us know what your heart rate is, things like that. So, for example, the more cardiovascular exercise you do, the more aerobic exercise you do, you will notice that your resting heart rate gets lower because that tells me your conditioning is getting better. So there are a lot of changes that happens that if you can do it for a longer time, that's better. But if you can't, you know what? I'll take something over nothing.
Dr. Nair, are there some exercise warning signs, things that you would like listeners to know about, red flags, if they begin an exercise program or they're really trying to reduce their risk of heart disease, what things should we look out for?
Okay. So first of all, I usually tell patients, if you're not regularly exercising, before you start exercising, you see your physician, your primary care physician, your cardiologist, whoever, talk to them and cause they can, you know, kind of give you some advice as far as if you're having some symptoms or things to watch out for. But typically, if you start having symptoms on exertion, and that's the most usually what I look at. Now, if you're having short of breath, even sitting, that's a different issue. That needs to be checked out. But if you're not having any symptoms of rest and you're able to go about doing your normal life, doing your normal things like grocery shopping, walk in the malls without any symptoms, then what I start looking, the next step is, are you having symptoms on exertion? So let's say you start walking on a flat ground, and after walking about, you know, 20, 30 minutes, walking about 5 minutes, you start having chest pain, chest tightness, or you start getting shortness of breath on exertion. Those are warning symptoms that needs to be, those are, now I don't want to say warning, those are concerning symptoms that should be evaluated first by your physician to see what's going on. Then symptoms like if you're getting lightheaded, dizziness, same problem, because I'm worried you would fall down. And obviously, if you're, the final one is if you're having, when you start exerting yourself, you start passing out, that's also a concerning symptom. So those are the main symptoms on exertion that needs to be checked out before you start a new exercise regimen.
Such important information. Doctor, wrap it up for us with your best advice about the types of exercise you mentioned, aerobics, and people hear about all the different types that are out there, and whether daily tasks, sweeping your kitchen floor, vacuuming, mowing the lawn, whether those can count as exercise to reduce that risk of heart disease. What is it you want listeners to take home from this segment?
Great question. So those daily activities do not count for your exercise as far as prevention. You know, when I ask patients, you know, they say, oh yeah, I walk all day for my work. That's not what I'm looking for. What I'm looking for is a continuous program, like 30 minutes, that continuous program where you're doing something the whole 20 to 30 minutes. So things like elliptical, walking, swimming, bicycling, rowing, step aerobics, you know, Zumba class, something where you're doing an actual dedicated exercise program for those continuous 30 minutes every day. That's what I'm looking for. And those will help you. If you're able to do that, it will help you live longer.
Really so important for people to hear. Thank you so much, Dr. Nair, for being on with us today and really so clearly laying out for us the importance of exercise and physical activity and decreasing our risk of heart disease. It's great information. To learn more about BayCare's heart and vascular services, please visit baycareheart.org. That's baycareheart.org. You're listening to BayCare Health Chat. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for tuning in.